Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the D'Artagnan to my three musketeers, Rich Stambolian.
Good morning. You're all the three. You're the rest of them. You're Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
Yeah.
And I'll be D'Artagnan.
You can be D'Artagnan.
I'll be D'Artagnan. Yes.
I love your shirt.
I love your shirt, too.
Yeah, we went to the same place.
So weird, man. I did not know. If I knew you were going to wear that today, I would have worn something else.
Same thing. I had no clue. I had no idea that you would wear a Seinfeld puffy shirt on the show.
This is like a clash at the prom.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to fight now.
It's working.
It's working. Here we go. Here we go. Hold up. Oh, my God. We're becoming one.
It's working.
I don't know who suggested the Seinfeld puffy shirt a week ago, but we actually committed to a bit, and we're going to run with it, and this is going to be it, and we're no longer going to acknowledge the shirt for the rest of the show. How's that?
Perfect.
Beautiful. Cadillac Carson also suggested it, apparently. A lot of people suggested it. This is a show all about professional wrestling, boys and girls. Rich is back in the studio. We got our equipment fixed for a couple of weeks. I had no second camera or third or fourth or seventh. I think we could have like seven cameras in the studio, and we had none.
That'd be
we only had one camera.
We'll shoot this like a Marvel movie.
I'll show you a little behind the scenes thing. And my camera froze. There we go. As I'm saying that the cameras are not working,
uh-oh,
the camera froze. So, Rich, well, there you go.
I shall take over this main event of the Matt Men on Friday. It wasn't Ricky Lynn who suggested it. She said, I didn't suggest the idea of the shirt, but I did find the shirt. So thank you for that. Whoever it was that suggested the puffy shirts, thank you so much. Cadillac Carson said he was going to send us a couple. Yes, David Claire Bennett, Andrew and Rich looking fancy as F. Great job with all you guys. Much love, David. David Claire Bennett, actually, he's an actor, and next week he's got a movie coming out on Amazon Prime, I believe, with Eric Roberts.
Really?
Yeah, pretty cool.
I know that he's an actor. I didn't know that was a movie. I don't know what's going on. I think my camera's actually on its way out.
There we go.
On top of the equipment failure, but... Mm-hmm. We're here, and if anything, I'll continue trying to fix it while we do the show.
It does have a little suitcase pack, so it's definitely on its way out.
Yeah, it is definitely on its way out. Rich, you want to start off with this week's professional wrestling?
Let's do it. All right. So, in wrestling news, AEW was able to get Warner Brothers to agree to a Jay Briscoe tribute show after initially denying it last week. Good on Tony Khan. Tony Khan stated he had been working very hard to get the Briscoes on TV all along. The fan backlash towards Warner Brothers Discovery was rightfully immense.
They did not anticipate there to be a backlash the way that it was. They actually anticipated people being on their side. They anticipated some sort of backlash against AEW at one point because of having the Briscoes on or pushing the Briscoes to come
right
on. They did not read the room well. They did not understand what was happening. You know, this Briscoe ban was in effect forever. They did not want the Briscoes on TV. I'm curious how they got word or what they knew of the situation. From what I have heard and spoken, you know, people that I've spoken to at Warner, there was internal conversations about it, and it was shut down immediately when it was brought up that maybe they should be on the show. They had stood to their stance of the Briscoes not being on TV. And the fact that they didn't allow a tribute show to happen said so much about their blindness to all of this.
Yeah.
You know, listen, the wrestling community was behind it. People came out and they were supporting him. People that you would not have imagined. You
for
know?
Sure.
This is one of those few times that an apology worked. You know, and this whole insane cancel culture that we're in. Generally, people don't get forgiven. He got forgiven, but apparently Warner had a big problem with it still. Considering the fact that Flash is still coming out the way it's coming out. You know? It was blindness. It was they did not know how to read the room, but they made a reverse course, which is a positive.
Well, I think it's also like a bunch of suits, you know? Like when you have art by committee, which unfortunately is what a lot of these big companies have, you know, like Warner Brothers, Disney, etc. It's creation by committee, right? People have to sign off on these things. I think with wrestling, it's on the spot creation, right? And there's a fervent fandom, and I could see the suits in that office being like, "Hey, what's the big deal?" And then all of a sudden, you know, yeah, the social media wave of folks complaining and sending letters and doing all this stuff, probably bananas, you know?
Yeah, no. There was a tremendous amount of backlash. A lot of people contacted Warner personally, and even people within the industry that I know reached out to people there, and they brought, they're like, listen, dude, you guys are totally freaking wrong here.
Yeah.
You guys are way wrong here. Listen, they did it. They did the tribute, you know. We saw it happen, and good on Tony Khan for sticking to his guns and pushing and pushing and pushing, you know.
Great job, too.
I don't think a lot of other people in a contract year would have done that.
No. Not at all. But you know what? He has a habit of surprising everybody, I think. Ring of Honor also released a tribute sheet for Jay Briscoe saying, reach for the sky, all proceeds going to the family. Very nice.
Very nice. Very interesting stuff. They did the tribute show. I believe it's a 3-hour show they put out.
Wow.
On the Ring of Honor channel, on the YouTube channel. It's on there for free. It's also on Honor Club. You could go check it out. It features matches from last week's Dynamite taping. After the show, they did a Ring of Honor tribute show. Now, it really makes you think, what is ROH going to look like when they start taping?
Right.
Is this the plan where they just record afterwards or beforehand in the same arena? I mean, if that's the case, you know, these crowds are going to be humongous.
Which is a good thing.
Which automatically positions them as the number three promotion.
Exactly.
Because of the, you know, how it looks. But I don't know if necessarily that's the plan or that's what they got to do or what. But we'll see what happens here.
You know what's interesting? Can we talk about this? Yeah. Dissect it a little bit.
Yeah.
So by the groundswell and, you know, them announcing on Wednesday, if this is the first time you've seen Mark Briscoe, you're in for a treat. Right?
Yeah.
First time Mark Briscoe has been on like national television at this scale.
At this scale. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. In a main event.
In a main event. So sure, there are probably people in that audience who did not know who the guy was, but also there's, like I said, there's kind of like this groundswell of fandom where this is Tony Khan doing justice to what ECW could have been in a way, right?
Yeah.
WWE brought back ECW and there were a lot of fans who were like, yo, after One Night Stand, it's going to be awesome.
Well, the thing about ECW was that they were going to have some shows touring with the actual product, whenever, like whatever day that they filmed it, like so for like Raw. And then they were going to have some shows that were not taped like that. You know, they were their own standalone. We saw it at the Hammerstein. I was there at the Hammerstein Ballroom. But it got so WWE-ified.
Right.
That they couldn't treat it differently. NXT, I think, would be the closest thing.
Yes, but NXT, I think, was like that hybrid of Ring of Honor and ECW.
It was all the indies. You know, it was Ring of Honor done well. That's what NXT turned into.
It was Ring of Honor done well. I think now that you have like that, we're so far removed from it where you have the smart fans who are AEW marks and then you have the new AEW fans who maybe don't know what Ring of Honor is. I think it's, like you said, it's very smart to have these Ring of Honor shows tag on to the main show.
Do you think there are a lot of AEW fans that aren't familiar with Ring of Honor? I'm curious how much, like what percentage?
I think there is a whole lot of people who got into wrestling because of AEW, and I wouldn't be able to testify as to how, because like, you know, we're inundated. We've been fans for life of this stuff, right? But I have talked to a lot of people who were like, oh, you know, I was never into wrestling before, and then I saw Darby Allin. And I wanted to know what this guy's deal was.
Yeah.
I was never into wrestling before, and I saw these guys called the Young Bucks, and I thought
The Bullet Club.
Yeah, you know? So, very interesting stuff. Or, like, even, like, a Hangman or Kenny Omega. You know, I think when you're flipping through the channels and you see this kind of thing...
Yeah, like we have Darby on the camera, and it's him and Joe. I guess this is from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is from a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So, like, Samoa Joe's on the screen with two belts, yelling at the monitor. And now it cuts to a dude with half a skull face, you're going to kind of stay on the channel and be like, hey, what's this? Where's John Cena?
Where's John Cena? Is John Cena here? So, so they did the tribute show. And, you know, I'm curious what they do with ROH. We'll come back to this question. AEW and DAZN have reached a deal. DAZN will carry AEW programming in 42 markets across Europe and Asia. This is a good deal for AEW for distribution of their content. According to Bloomberg, there's a third lawsuit. My audio is all wacky, huh? You hear this? You guys hear it or no? Is it only my headphones?
I think it might be your headphones.
It could be my headphones here. Cardinal Bloomberg, there's a third lawsuit against Vince McMahon. I guess MG's not switching the cameras either.
No.
He's just staring at a potato. Against Vince McMahon, brought against him by shareholders who are suing McMahon over alleged history of paying to cover up for sexual... I mean, these are going to happen. They're going to settle something. To be honest, this is such a common thing, especially when a sale is announced. You're going to have a lot of unions that have their pensions tied up in stock suing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would have WWE as one of your parts of your pension, you know? But I guess some places do. I think Michigan, the cops in Michigan have it, right?
Oh, boy.
Was it Detroit that has it? Or no? I forgot who was suing them. Fightful.
Yes.
There it is. Okay. Fightful Select reported that Steve Austin was pitched to have a match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. So I heard this too, but I've heard every idea pitched. You know, like this is not... Brock Lesnar's another one. Dave Meltzer said that although that may be true, he was also pitched for a match with Brock Lesnar, which is not happening. Lesnar and Lashley are facing off at each other. Yeah. But the other report is that there was a pitch to get him at SummerSlam to do something.
Sure.
Now, who would he have wrestled at SummerSlam if they did it? Would it have been Austin Theory? Who would it have been?
That would have been a weird choice. So I think, and you're going to have to excuse my coughing. I'm just getting over like a little bit of a thing. As soon as I saw that fake graphic of Roman and Austin.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I thought of one thing. KO winning the title from Roman.
Okay.
And it's KO versus Austin part two.
Part two. And Austin wins?
And Austin wins.
No, Kevin Owens has to win it. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. They're in a little bit of a pickle. We're going to find out what the plan is tomorrow because that's when everything begins at Royal Rumble. But this is going to be interesting what they do. I mean, Austin can't be in the Rumble because it'll overshadow everybody else. Okay. I think a lot of people are asking like, oh, is Steve Austin going to show up at number 30? Is Steve Austin in the Rumble? I don't believe so. I think that would be, you okay?
Yeah.
You want to go hit your head against the wall?
I think I have consumption.
I've come down with consumption.
I think I have a touch of the consumption.
I don't know. What makes more sense? Austin wrestling at WrestleMania, I see that very realistic. But who would it be?
If it's not Dwayne the R. Johnson, why not Roman in an exhibition match? But I don't think...
You got to have something.
I think that belt is coming off of Roman at the Rumble.
You think so? Mm-hmm. You think Kevin Owens is beating him?
I think if you're going to do a crazy main event, Austin Roman as the last match on the card and Sammy versus KO for the title as the second main.
No, how about Cody? Where the hell do you put Cody?
Cody versus Austin.
Cody versus Austin?
Imagine that.
No, I don't know, man. I think right now they're, you know, this organic Sami Zayn stuff really kind of put a damper in it because now if he's in the Rumble, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with him? Who eliminates him? How do you get him out where people aren't upset that Cody, you know, and then when Cody comes in, is Cody going to get booed?
Well, they're painted into a corner, right? Because your bottom four have to include Cody and Sami.
And Seth. And Seth probably.
Yeah.
Because they're still going to do Cody and Seth. They're going to revisit that.
So do you think, all right, do you think Cody and Seth get the double knockout?
I hate that double knockout ending. I've hated it every time they did it. Mm-hmm. But if there was a moment for it to make sense, you know, you really could do it with Cody and Seth. You really could do the final two. They're going at it, double elimination. And now you've left the door open for Elimination Chamber. You've left the door open for WrestleMania main events. You know, if you want to maybe do a double night of Roman wrestling twice... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying that I want that to happen, by the way. I'm not saying it is happening. But, you know, we heard the rumors of a possibility of a double night. You know, maybe it could be Seth Rollins night one and Cody's night two. You could do something. You could turn this into a triple threat and you still protect Roman Reigns for the title. You know, there's so many ways out of here. But at the end of the day, the expectation for many is a blockbuster main event.
Yes, which I think it will be. You know, like it definitely will be. I think it's getting there that we're all kind of like wondering about. I got something for, I'm going to pitch something to
you. Yeah, give me.
I'm going to make you pop a little bit. I'm going to make you guys pop out there too. Final four.
Okay.
Seth, Cody, Sammy, Solo Sikoa.
Seth, Cody, Sammy, and Solo Sikoa.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Seth and Cody going at it. They get eliminated by Solo and Sammy.
And then Sammy throws out Solo.
Solo goes for the thumb.
Yeah.
And Sammy just backdrops him.
Out of the ring. Okay.
Sammy wins.
Kyle Masters in the chat. $5 Canadian for my Broodmen podcast. Oh, yeah. We are the Broodmen today.
We need the chalice full of blood.
Real blood. I just cut myself every night and I just put a little drop in there. I've been collecting it for a year. Very good.
Unhygienic.
Very unhygienic. You have no idea. All right. What else do we have here, Rich?
Let's see. It looks like SmackDown averaged 2.257 million viewers featuring Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens' contract signing. That was a fun segment.
That was a fun segment. 2.2. The average was 2.25, but I think they hit 2.8 million with a 0.85 for the share, which is really freaking high.
For a Friday night, right?
I'm sorry. This is SmackDown ratings. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I was looking at, I got confused with Raw. We'll talk about the Raw rating, but this is actually, Raw did a better rating than SmackDown did.
Yeah.
And that's quite rare. I don't think it's happened since, was it October 2020? This is the highest rated Raw since October 2020. SmackDown 2.275, and now expect the numbers to go up because we're in WrestleMania season. I'm curious about this week, what they do. Sammy's not on the show.
Ooh, interesting.
So we'll see what happens here. Tonight's SmackDown is the Royal Rumble go-home show. We're going to have Rey Mysterio versus Karrion Kross. SmackDown tag title contender tournament, Drew McIntyre and Sheamus versus Hit Row. SmackDown tag title contender tournament semifinals. Legado del Fantasma versus Imperium, which is going to be Giovanni Vici and Ludwig. Interesting lineup here for the go-home show. Expect there to be a hot crowd. Raw XXX. Raw 30. What did you think of Raw 30?
It was fun, but I don't know if it was fun because they told us it was going to be fun, or was it genuinely fun? There were moments that I really, really liked. I thought the first hour was the best hour of Raw in God knows how many years, right?
Well, they had, this is where they did 2.85 million viewers with a 0.85 for the share for that segment. I think it was a 0.80 for the hour. That is astronomical numbers. The overall number was 2.34 million with a 0.70 rating in the 18 to 49, which is very high. So here's what it says. These gimmick shows work.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know what the expectation would have been. I would imagine there were a lot of people that saw all the Raw XXX stuff. They saw the old Monday Night Raw stuff. They're like, oh, I wonder if they're doing like an old school Monday Night Raw, which they did not.
Right.
They didn't do the old school Monday Night Raw. It was a regular Raw with like some graphical changes. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked the old school Raw intro. I would have loved the old school pyro setup. Yes. You could have even set up the old set. They could have done that. They chose not to. However, it was still a pretty decent Raw. The first hour, a lot going on. They did a couple backstage stuff, but it was a regular Raw with a couple gimmicks involved.
It was fun. That, like I said, that first hour, the trial of Sami Zayn, magnificent.
Yeah, very well done.
Everything completely magnificent. If you don't like these guys, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, this is
possibly the...
You're the problem, not them. At that point. You okay? What happened? Something in the air?
It's just like a weird like thing, man. I don't know. There is something in the air, and it's a more.
You think it's that? You think it's the air conditioner?
I don't think it's the air conditioner.
Let me turn it off a little bit. Maybe it's pushing something.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. What else do we have here? Highlights. Here we go. Bloodline put Sami Zayn on trial, which led to Roman Reigns saying that the state of execution, saying a state of execution until after Saturday, a state of execution until after Saturday. I don't know what any of those words mean together.
I think it's he's going to give Sammy the benefit of the doubt until after the weekend.
Okay, he could have written it that way too.
What he said.
Yeah.
MG was trying to get very poetic with these notes.
Yeah. Here's the problem. MG only sleeps 4 hours a week, and this is like we're approaching the time of his nap. So this is when he totally melts down.
We shouldn't have bitten him.
He made Sammy. Chicago. He spelled Sammy's name like he's an Israeli jeweler. Also in the notes. Jey Uso defended Sammy here. He said that he's his brother, and he did a video package showing all the times that Sammy saved them. The Usos then went on to face Judgment Day. The Usos retained the Undisputed tag titles over Judgment Day.
Great match.
And the way that it worked is that Jey Uso was injured and Sammy was allowed to compete. When does that happen? When did they incorporate Freebird rules?
Adam Pearce came out and said he did it. He did that for the Judgment Day a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, all right, it's only fair that I do it for you guys. Great moment. Also, okay. I feel like at one point during that little bit, Jey Uso forgot that he was selling the leg.
He did.
When he was like pound hugging everybody goodbye, he was like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. We also got Rich's favorite moment, the American Badass return. You loved it.
I loved it because it's so ridiculous.
The crowd did not.
No, the crowd. I feel like it's so... It fell like such a thud in the modern day of like wrestling, you know?
I think people wanted Dead Man Taker, you know?
Well, also, I feel like, I'm not saying this is the case, but I think perception-wise, when you see the American Badass, you kind of wonder where he was on January 6th. Am I right about that? Or,
you know,
who are you talking to right now?
There was a problem.
Why are you not paying attention to my funny fucking jokes,
Hunter,
Andrew?
I'm so sorry. Hunter School has a problem.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to go?
No, everything is fine.
All right. Should I repeat that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Repeat the joke.
I think in the modern landscape of pro wrestling, and I'm not saying this is the case.
Yeah.
Take two. I think when you look at American Badass Undertaker, you wonder where he was on January 6th.
You know, for some people, it's a celebration.
And
like MG.
Especially, oh boy.
He saw him there.
Especially if he's coming out.
You heard that groan?
Yeah.
That was the groan he made when he put his legs on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Where's the laptop?
Where's the laptop, dude? Where is that laptop?
Especially when you come out with that Kid Rock song.
Oh, yeah.
And
but you know what? I fucking loved it. Good for him. You know what? We kind of, it's fine. I saw people be like, oh, you know, this is kind of virtue signal. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking Undertaker.
Yeah.
What do you expect him to do? Do you think he's putting on a pussy hat and going to a women's march?
I would love to see Undertaker in a pussy hat going to the ladies' march.
You know, like sometimes you just have to, like, it is what it is. The bong,
love
though,
that.
When they hit that bong, mm-hmm. which they always do.
Yeah.
That was always part of his intro, the early
Absolutely.
American Badass. Is that my business card?
Yes.
What are you doing to that?
I'm going to put it in my brief.
What are you, practicing Santeria? You gotta start doing voodoo on?
I have a, you know, Coco actually, he makes masks for you and he gives them to you. Coco actually makes little voodoo dolls and he gives them to me.
And he pins that. That's how I got gout on my foot, dude. He's been pinning my foot with that thing.
King's disease,
dude. Living too rich of a life.
Yeah, so listen, I'm a big fan of how ridiculous the American Badass Undertaker is. We spent a lot of time on this, and I was texting you guys like, yo, it's happening. And it's so ridiculous too. But what do you think he said to Bray Wyatt?
Do you want my legitimate? I have no idea. I'm curious. I think maybe it was like, it's your yard now, or like, go get him. Because I know that he very much likes Bray. He liked working with Bray. I don't know. Maybe he was like, maybe you want to be the spooky. He's the spooky guy now.
My spooky powers are your spooky powers.
Maybe he said that.
Or do you think he was just like, are you my dad? I don't know, man. Listen, anything American Badass Undertaker, I love. You got to take it with a grain of salt. Now, he wasn't really...
The greatest of all time is on TV right now.
Jerf Jarrett?
Jerf Jarrett is on.
He wasn't... I don't think he was at the Capitol. He probably wasn't.
No. He was riding his horse to let everybody know that the British were coming.
Oh, Jeff, you're talking about Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett,
He does look like Paul Revere. A little bit. He looks like a very historical man, I gotta say. Jeff Jarrett is...
You know what? You and I, we are historical men today.
We are very historical men. What part of the century and where? Who knows? We could be hanging out with the vampires in New Orleans.
We could be.
Or we could be storming the Bastille.
We could be storming the Bastille. Dude, it was fun. Hogan coming out. He did not fumble his lines this time. But you know what, though? This is the first time I saw Hogan. And I was like, man, he's ever. I've never seen him before. And I was like, man, he is old now. That was an old man. He had that wobbly old man leg. Listen, I don't want to ever see. Listen, childhood hero, you know?
For sure.
Is he a flawed individual? Absolutely. Everybody is. But as a kid, you grew up seeing this like 300-pound monster. And now he's on TV and he has like old rickety legs, you know?
I'm going to say something that I think is hysterical. I would hope that you agree with me. At this point, when I saw him on Monday, again, I love Hogan, not a knock on him, kind of a knock on him. He looks like an old queen from Florida.
He kind of does.
With the boa and just like, he's kind of like shriveled up a little bit.
He's living his life.
And you know what? You know what? Good for him. If he's living his life out there with Jimmy Hart as his houseboy, God bless him.
God bless him.
God bless him. But also, I think as soon as he heard the word trial, he got the F out of there. He was like, they're like, Hogan, you
no,
stick
no,
around.
No, brother, not again.
Are you sticking around for the Sammy trial? Trial. Uh-oh, brother.
He started reciting the lines from that trial. You know, Hogan, Terry Bollea.
He had a flashback?
He had a flashback. On
the way out, he saw Big E in the New Day and was like, oh, brothers, I would have voted for Obama a third time if I could. Well, I'm out of here. Jimmy, start the boat up. He's got the Thunder in Paradise boat.
That's how he gets everywhere. He's like Santa Claus on that boat.
Waiting. I think you turned the AC off and pumped up the ether today.
It's the boas. It's the puffy shirt.
This is a nice business card.
All right, what else do we have?
Oh, that's it, man. Let's get out of here. All right. The Bailey Becky Lynch cage match never started because apparently it was cut for time because of the Bloodline segment. Hey, why not? That was the most entertaining segment on Raw in goddamn who knows how long.
The which one? Oh, the Bloodline. Yeah, they're going to do that cage match on Monday. You know, and there were a lot of people, they're like, well, why didn't they cut here? Why didn't they cut there? Do you know how complicated that gets? If you got to shave off a minute here, shave off a minute there, and then add it? No, you cut one thing, and then you catch up to what you were doing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody intended on canceling that match. You know, it was an attraction match. It was a steel cage match between two really top performers in that company.
Yeah.
They'll just do it on Monday.
Yeah, that's fine. And they have more wiggle room on Monday, too. They'll give you, like, the match you deserve. I don't understand why people complain so hard about
it. Eric in our chat room. Terry Bollea is a flawed man. Hulk Hogan could do no wrong. He also has a 10-inch hog. Thank you, Eric.
That's right, brothers.
That's right, brothers.
Xenu blessed me with a 10-inch hog.
Dude, do you think he took that Thunder in Paradise boat to go see Xenu?
Dude, that's how he got there.
He's apparently becoming a scientist. Oh, no. Sabu's coming.
Uh-oh. What else do we have? What else do we have here? This is what happens. I haven't been in the studio in a month.
And
we get so juiced up. We're going out to lunch after this. We'll dress like this, too.
And then we're going to gig at the table.
Oh, yeah.
All over our shirts.
Yeah. But you got to get it right in the corner of the hairline.
So we went to Catalyst Wrestling, okay? On Jonathan came on. By the way, great show, okay? This is a legitimate excitement plug. It's not I'm obligated to talk about this because I handed Matt Ryan $400. On that show. Okay. I'm not obligated to do that. But apparently I'm the fucking money mark now.
Uh-oh.
But packed. 300 people in that spot.
Awesome.
Okay. Slammed show. Fucking slam show. Matt hit a home run. That whole team over there hit a home run. Colby Carino, Homicide, main event.
Fantastic.
This guy's been beating up Carinos for 20 years.
Ridiculous, right?
Okay? Ridiculous. Homicide, so impressive. Colby, so impressive. They did an unbelievable show. And I have to tell you, if they keep this up, doing the Bell House in Brooklyn, they will become what Evolve was in New York.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not saying this because I'm affiliated with them in any way, or the fact that I funded occasionally, or the fact that I've sponsored matches. Mattman was a sponsor of the main event. I know I'm making a joke here, but I'm really serious about this. They really did a great job, and every one of those guys should be proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with the notes here. I was so genuinely excited. So Jess came, and Jonathan came also.
Oh, right on.
Because I did an interview with Colby for them. I did a thing for their pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So Jonathan shows up. We're hanging out, and I go to Jess. I'm like, Jess, listen, I didn't tell you this, but I'm doing a spot in the main event.
I need to borrow $400.
Okay? She's like, I need to borrow $400. I need to pay something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm doing a run in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, really? was like, yeah, but here's the problem. I'm bleeding everywhere. You see that guy over there? And I point at Homicide. And she's like, yeah, Mike, that guy is going to take a razor blade and cut my forehead open.
Oh, my God.
And she got so genuinely angry with me.
Uh-huh.
She was like, if you're fucking doing that, I'm leaving. You're not going to cut your head. I'm like, oh, no, I'm cutting my head
open.
And
then you were like, good.
And I was, and she's like, no, I got to go. And then I was like, no, I'm not going. She's like, you know, I actually would leave if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it's going to happen.
You're like, good, get out
of
here.
But it's not going to happen in a wrestling ring. Rich and I are going to get loaded one afternoon. You know, like every now and then, like Rich comes over and we all just drink in my kitchen. It becomes like this unbelievable party here. One day we're just going to bleed everywhere. All over my beautiful white quartz countertops. It's going to be stained with our blood. It's going to happen. I'm okay with that.
You're going to bleed all over.
I'm just going to bleed all over my dad. Listen, what is going on here? Can't wait. All right, what else do we have?
All right, let's see. DX came out with Kurt Angle. Hysterical.
Dude, hysterical. I was like, who's that old man shuffling around?
Yeah, Billy Gunn looks different.
Billy Gunn, what happened? He shaved his head.
Billy Gunn got all fucked up. DX came out, Kurt Angle, and that led to a confrontation with the Imperium. They did their old DX shtick.
Yeah.
You know, and
but
that,
they put them over. They didn't bury anybody.
Exactly.
This is the first time.
Exactly. And you know what? That definitely came from Triple H. You know, they were probably like, so are we spooky fingers in these guys? And he's like, no. These guys are cool.
For like a half a second, mm-hmm. I thought X-Pac was going to be the third man in that match.
That would have been amazing.
They can't all go, but X-Pac can, you know? Apparently, X-Pac tweeted that he's way too out of shape and he can't compete in the Royal Rumble this year.
That would have been, yeah.
And that made me think, I was like, that makes me think that he is.
He's definitely going to be in the Rumble.
I hope, dude, I want to see X-Pac back, but I don't, I want him as X-Factor X-Pac, where everybody's upset at that disgusting theme song.
Yes.
That theme song was disgusting. Gross.
It was a fun segment, you know, because it's like, yeah, listen, it's kind of cool that these guys weren't like trying to relive their glory days. And they were all just like, not me. I'm retired. Not me. What do you know? Like, that was fun. Kurt Angle with the t-shirt bit was hysterical. And, you know, out comes Seth Rollins, out comes the Street Profits. Why not? The crowd popped super hard for everybody involved in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun segment, dude. They got a huge reaction. DX got a bigger reaction than Hogan did.
Yes. Because I don't think people expected or cared for Hogan.
I don't think, no. I think we finally hit that time where they don't pop for him. Because think about it. How old would you have had to be to see Hogan, like, the Hogan?
Right.
But think about that. We saw, let's say we're 40, right?
Yeah.
We are, 40-year-olds are peak Hulk Hogan demo, 40 to like 45.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the tail end of it. I saw 88 Hogan and beyond.
Right, exactly.
Right? We saw NWO Hogan. So the youngest, I guess you could be 18 years old or 20. You could be 20 years old and like seen Hogan in WWF, like later WWE Hogan.
In your late 20s. Like when he had that run after The Rock.
No, like you could, you know. Like 2002, 2003, 2004. You would have been, you're 20 years old now. Or 18 years old. You didn't give a shit about Hogan.
Yeah.
He was the old guy.
Well, now I think when you, with modern technology, obviously, and like the internet, I think there's definitely a stigma where if you look at Hogan, somebody somewhere probably has had the thought of like, oh, that the racist sex tape guy.
Yeah. Like, look, Connor in a chat room. I was born in 98. Could care less about Hogan. It's not anything you grew up with. And the only Hogan that you know is negative.
And look at the comment right underneath that. I'm 46. Hogan is the reason why I got into wrestling.
Large 23. Send us your social security number also.
Uh-oh.
Now we got your age. We need your social and your address. All right?
Uh-oh. Hogan's in the chat room.
Uh-oh. Hulk Hogan's in the chat room.
I'm not racist, brother.
That's fantastic.
Imagine if that was really Hogan.
It could be.
Could be anybody.
Can you imagine? He is a Scientologist, though.
He's
not denying that.
Xenu, brother. The Xenu loving sex tape racist. That's how they know Hogan as. But for us, it's the grainy footage superhero Hogan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was a superhero, dude.
He was a total superhero. And again, like that A-Team episode came on again where Hogan is in it. And it's unbelievable. It's like one of the most unbelievable hours of TV you'll ever see in your life.
Listen, Hogan, he was 80s Americana.
Mm-hmm.
80s Americana Hogan I grew up with. But very interesting. Very interesting stuff. Seth Rollins and the Street Profits beat Imperium. Austin Theory defeated Bobby Lashley to retain the U.S. title only after Brock Lesnar came in F5, both of them in F5 Theory on top of Lashley. So it looks like If you don't, you know, Lashley and Lesnar is a match.
Yes.
Is it a match at the Rumble? I don't think so. That is not a match at the Rumble. So you're probably going to get a Rumble spot for them that leads to either Elimination Chamber or WrestleMania.
I'm going to go WrestleMania.
So you got Lashley and Lesnar. You know, at one point, this was a dream match.
Yes.
For many people. Like 2003, right? Like right before, when did Lashley come up? Right before Lashley was coming up and he was in developmental and Vince was like masturbating over his size. You know, like there were stories like, oh, you know, this will be a great opponent for Brock Lesnar before he left.
Yes.
So now, you know, we already saw this match, but we'll get it at WrestleMania. Very interesting stuff. Royal Rumble preview tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm hoping this is a three-hour show because I'm doing a thing on Observer where Garrett, we're live, pal, after dark.
Oh, yeah, that's
it
right.
It won't be as risque as Mattman after dark.
Yeah, bring me on.
You want to come on?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. We'll see.
Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. Raw Women's title. Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. I added everybody's name together. The Mountain Dew pitch black match between Bray Wyatt and LA Knight. And, of course, a men's rumble. So
I know what Undertaker said to Bray Wyatt. What
did he say?
He was like, what the fuck is Mountain Dew? He never heard of Mountain Dew in his life.
I feel like I got to have my hands like this. I got to be a little ghoulish for this shirt. No?
We're definitely wearing these to laundry.
Yeah. All right. Men's Royal Rumble. I got to go to Manhattan. I'm going to wear this to work.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Ricochet, Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, Baron Corbin, Gunther, Rey Mysterio, Omos, Cody, Sheamus, Karrion Kross, Sheamus again, apparently.
Two Sheamuses.
Two Sheamuses. Holy shit.
Two Sheamuses in this match. Holy shit, man. That's awesome.
Drew McIntyre and Dominic Mysterio. So there is a lot of people not announced. And one of the reasons was that they announced Cody is that there are going to be surprises here.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessary. I expect Edge, right? Edge would be one. Who else would you expect to return?
Is there anybody whose contract was up in AEW that we had no idea about or anybody who's free?
No, nobody really.
Is there anybody who's freed up out there?
Let's let our resident... geek give us a little input.
Mortal Gonzo.
Matt, who do you think? Who do you think will be a surprise?
You know what? I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you.
Zack Ryder?
Let me think for a second.
There you
That's
go.
One.
Yeah. Matt Cardona.
Zack Ryder's a good one. John
depends
Morrison.
Depends on like who's I know one that everybody's talking about, Jay White.
Is this how you debut Jay White?
They did it with AJ.
They did it with AJ.
But AJ was on AJ was. Listen, I love Jay White. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a humongous star in pro wrestling, yes, no matter where he goes. However, how educated is the WWE fan base to who Jay White is?
Where is the Rumble? What city is it in?
The Alamo Dome
in San Antonio.
Yeah, but you know what? They might be educated because it's an attraction location, so people are flying in. So it's not a regular WWE crowd. I you know that might be good. I hope they do something.
Are they going to let him keep the Switchblade name?
I don't know.
You know, because it's so PC and everything. Like, they couldn't call Machine Gun the Machine Gun.
No, they called him Machine Gun.
Did they?
Yeah, they would call the finisher the...
The Gun Stun.
The Gun Stun, yeah. Give me one, Jonathan.
He's going to say Enzo.
I would say Corey Graves.
Corey Graves.
Not going to happen.
I mean, he is cleared.
The shape. Yeah.
He is cleared.
For a bit.
Enzo, I would love Enzo.
Enzo, hysterical.
But there has to be a big one. I think Edge would be the big one for them.
Edge would be huge. Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy.
Something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
American Badass Undertaker.
Yeah, give us your suggestions in the chat room.
Dwayne.
Someone in,
Authors of Pain. Somebody's
on Twitch.
Braun Breaker. You know what? That's a good one. Braun Breaker should be in it. Absolutely. I think that would be a great, great addition.
Big E.
Rob Van Dam, some people are saying.
Big E would be a good one.
Big E's too banged up.
Is he still like? Yeah. Is he still left up?
He's getting there. He's working. He's working on it.
McAfee,
make Jonathan, happy. Yeah.
Cameron Grimes,
the autistic weirdo in our chat room, and that is not an insult. That is his actual username. Said, imagine Andrew doing quotes from Vampire in Brooklyn. No, I want to do quotes from What We Do in the Shadows.
Do it.
I drank the blood of some people and the people were drunk and now I'm a wizard.
Nandor.
I love Nandor. I think I it's like I identify as Nandor now.
Nick Aldis?
Nick Aldis would be cool. That's another good suggestion in the chat. Someone said Tatanka.
No, I don't think we need the legends.
Who? But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Who's left of the legends?
Would you be upset if they did three times Cody? If they did Dashing, Stardust, and American Nightmare?
I would love that. I personally would love that. But you know what? Like, that's a good question. How many legends are left? And what era legend are we going? You know, those legends are not being created as much. Right. So you have to tap into the 2000s.
Well,
who's
also,
still around that's not?
Carlito.
Carlito, Gangrel.
Chris Masters,
okay.
Bring back Mr. Kennedy.
Steve Blackman. Charlie Haas, let's go, Charlie Haas.
Charlie Haas
boy.
Would be great. Yeah, it's tough, because, like, again, like, you kind of, it's 2023, you know? I think Rob Van Dam would be fantastic, right?
Van Dam's the guy that you could go to all the time for this.
Maybe the Dudleys?
Devon just left the company.
Yeah.
And no, you can't because he's signed to Impact.
Jeff Hardy.
He's signed to AEW. you know, like, you don't have, they don't have, like, you know what? I would love to see Ken Shamrock.
I got a crazy one for you.
Give me one.
Chris Jericho,
great legend, but he's signed to a contract. They're not going to let him do it.
You never know.
Maybe so, but
they did,
I doubt.
They did put him on that video package.
They did. Well, how do you not?
And
you
Danielson. Know? No CM Punk, though.
No CM Punk.
No pipe bomb. I feel like the pipe bomb was the catalyst for a lot of modern wrestling.
Yeah, the boom period.
Yeah.
It revived interest again.
And, you know, just to not put that on the package, it's like they must really hate that guy.
Yeah.
You know, they put Danielson and Jericho, right?
Yeah.
Perception-wise, two guys that, quote-unquote, may have turned their back on WWE.
No, because they left in a positive way. They still communicate with them all the time. Vince is in constant communication with them.
I think Jericho... It's going to be Jericho. I have like a weird feeling about it.
You have a weird feeling at Jericho.
Jericho's
going to
be a
surprise. You know what? If Jericho shows up, I'll eat my shirt.
That shirt?
Yeah, this specific shirt.
You're going to have to eat an article of clothing one day. You keep saying it. Or shave one eyebrow.
I need a gastroenterologist on standby then. He could just cut me open and take it out. Women's Rumble match so far announced. Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, Emma. Not a lot of women announced, but who will be the surprises here? Trish, Lita, Melina.
Molly
Holly.
Yeah.
Victoria.
Ivory.
You know
I
who should be a surprise?
Lean a lot on...
Mandy. If they don't have Mandy Rose show up in this Rumble, they're making a big mistake.
Mandy Rose was all over the post the other day.
Can we talk about this? Like,
crazy.
Why are we pretending that all she posted was, like, lewds that could be on Instagram?
Yeah, no.
Because I'm going to tell you, that's not what she's posted.
No, straight buttholes.
Like, there's buttholes, man.
Mm-hmm.
What made her think that WWE would be fine with this?
We're not okay with your butthole picture.
The reality is, she did. This was a nice way out of her contract. I mean, how do you... you know, good for her because she made a ton of money.
That
she made over $1 million.
Yeah, that was why she was in the Post. Like, how she made the Post did a 2-page story on Mandy Rose because she's a Long Island girl.
Is she?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think she's from Long Island.
I feel like she's a Long Islander.
Westchester.
Yeah, she's Westchester, Canada. Okay. So the whole article is basically how she made $1 million in her post WWE career within the last, what, like 6 weeks that she got canned?
Yeah. Yes, the month of December.
When you get fired as a talent from WWE, is it HR telling you or is it like somebody else?
No, HR calls you.
HR is like, listen, too many buttholes.
Too many.
We can't have you working here.
Chelsea Green could be in it.
You're giving everybody pink eye.
Everybody's getting pink eye. Chelsea Green, Beth Phoenix, these are all people that could be in it.
Great.
I think Natalia. Rhea Ripley is the one to go with.
Naomi?
Oh, Naomi could show up. Yeah,
Naomi
absolutely.
Would be a good...
I think there's gonna be a lot of NXT girls in this.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sasha?
I don't think so.
No, she's contracted at New Japan right now.
Yeah. Firm in New Japan.
Yeah. AEW Dynamite on Wednesday.
Wild prediction
Give
for
me
the
one.
Men's Rumble.
Give me one.
Wild prediction.
Give me one.
Okada.
That's a wild one.
Wild.
Too wild.
Wild.
Too wild.
Is it too wild?
Too wild.
Damn.
Too wild.
He used to be wild, man. What happened to you?
I started wearing puffy shirts, and now I'm a fancy boy.
Look at you with your 1700s. With your non puffy shirt right now.
All right. AW Dynamite last night. Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara with Daniel Garcia defeated Ricky Starks and Action Andretti. Ricky, huge reaction to Ricky. He's over. Great stuff. Excalibur plugged the main event and threw to a Jay Briscoe video package. Ugh. Very well done.
Very emotional.
Darby Allin defeated Buddy Matthews with Julia Hart to retain the TNT title. The House of Black tried to attack Sting. Ortiz came out to make the save. Darby was able to hit the coffin drop and win.
That's a good match.
Yeah.
That's a good match.
And this guy just came off that match with Muda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's been up and coming, man. Do you see Darby with that big belt one day?
I think they'll do it. I think they'll end up doing it.
He has the potential to be their Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to start merch. You got to sell the merch.
I think he sells
the mask, the everything, the skateboard. Start contracting Darby Allin skateboards. Start doing all of it.
Oh yeah, like they. I think they sell the decks. I'm not sure.
You know what they should do? Listen, here's a creative idea. Do like a paperboy game, right? And have Darby on a skateboard.
That would be awesome.
Just dodging obstacles.
Or like a version of Cuphead starring Darby Allin.
A version of Cuphead starring Darby Allin. How awesome would that
be? That's a no-brainer. Make it like an extra for the Fight Forever game. That's what it's called.
That could be a mobile game that would probably do very well.
Yeah. That's an idea.
Get on it, MG.
Get on it. Yeah, can you make it?
You're an app developer, right?
I'm on it. Yeah, but he only works on like IBMs from like the 60s.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say he only makes apps like chicken wings and mozzarella sticks,
frozen ones. I'm an app developer.
Shows up with like a tray of quesadillas and like chicken wings.
Family Therapy with the Acclaimed, Daddy Ass and the Guns. This was all right. Whatever.
They should have called it Ass Therapy.
Ass Therapy. Jungle Boy Jack Perry and FTW champion Hook defeated Ethan Page and Matt Hardy with Stokely Hathaway and Isaiah Cassidy. I was going to say Isaiah Ryder, but that's not the right person.
That's a good name. That would be your wrestling name.
Isaiah Ryder?
Yeah. Good one.
He's a basketball player, Isaiah Ryder.
So
he played for the Lakers, and he played for... Who else did he play for?
The therapy session was fun, but also too quick. And both of the guns, the ass boys, look like exact halves of Billy Gunn.
They really do.
Like one guy's got the top of his head, the other guy's got the bottom of his head.
And they're good. I like them.
No, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know what? It's a good opportunity for them to be a tag team, because if it wasn't for AEW, they would not exist right now.
Yeah.
They would be in developmental hell, and their names would be...
Oh, my God.
You know, Jason Longhorn.
Jason Bourne.
And Marcus Tuppertown.
Marcus O'Marcus.
Yeah, that would be... That's a great FCW name.
Marcus O'Marcus?
Yeah. Great FCW name.
He'd have to be like a Cockney guy.
Yeah. Bryan Danielson defeated ROH six-man tag champion Brian Cage with Prince Nana. Well worked. The ending was a roll-up finish where he protected Cage as his big man after Cage worked over Danielson's arm, which brought MJF and tried to break the arm. Takeshita came out for the save. Backstage, Danielson did a great promo, refusing to allow the doctors to immediately disqualify him. I believe it was Doc Samson.
Yeah.
Note, I believe Doc Samson would have been the doctor who initially did it in WWE.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So, this also led to something interesting following this. By the way, Ruby Soho defeated Toni Storm, continuing Ruby's rise, I guess. They're trying to push her to the top of that women's division. MJF let everybody know that he had contacted Timothy Thatcher.
So good.
To fill in the open challenge against Bryan Danielson next week. We've seen Timothy Thatcher a whole bunch in Evolve.
Great. That's gonna be ridiculous hard-hitting.
Yeah. Those guys will work really well together.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be somebody else, to be honest with you.
Who'd you think?
I thought it was going to be Zack Sabre Jr.
Well, Zack Sabre Jr.'s wrestling for Defy, I believe, February 18th?
Yeah.
If there was a moment to do it, this would be it. I know that they were going to work that match. I think that was going to be the Forbidden Door match.
Because that was.
It was, right? Yeah. And Danielson was banged up, so he couldn't do it. Listen, what a great opponent for him on national TV.
Yeah.
You know, and
they have one more week. They said February 8th is the last week.
February 8th is the last week? So when? Okay, so when is Zack Sabre in town for Defy? Cracking a Steve Weiser, huh?
Cracking a cold one. Cold LaCroix.
And while MG finds out, we'll continue. ROH Tag Team Champion Mark Briscoe defeated Jay Lethal. Lethal was struggling to keep it together. This was a very emotional match.
Poor guy. Both of them.
Mark came out with big cheers when Reach for the Sky played. Mark won with a Jay Driller. Locker room came out on the ramp. And a graphic of Jay Briscoe was on the background on the monitor, and that's how the show ended.
What a tremendous ending.
So, what a tremendous ending.
Great match, too.
Great match. You know, Mark never said anything or did anything wrong. I mean, this is no. It's unfortunate he was punished, but this was a nice moment for Mark and that whole family, and great way to, you know, do a tribute to Jay.
I have your answer, by the way.
Yes, give me my answer.
You're going to love this because I think it's happening. Okay, February 11th is the Defy. The main event of that show is Jon Moxley and Chef versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Davey Richards. So, yes.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Very likely that on February 8th he could be there.
There you go. February 8th. I anticipate that's the final opponent here. Very cool stuff. AW Rampage. Hangman Page takes on Wheeler Yuta. Powerhouse Hobbs in action, Jamie Hayter and Sakura.
It was nice to see Willie Mack on Rampage also.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very nice to see him. AEW Dynamite next week. Bryan Danielson takes on Timothy Thatcher. Hangman Page versus Jon Moxley.
It's going to be good.
Because they're in Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Acclaim will be in action. Darby Allin defends the TNT title against Samoa Joe in a no-holds-barred match.
It's going to be great.
All right. Get your questions ready, boys and girls. Submit them in the chat room if you wanted to go to the top of the list. Hit the super chat button and fund us whatever you want. Also, remember to subscribe to us here on YouTube if you haven't already. Hit the subscribe button. We do the show each and every week. We also have a bunch of other stuff coming down. The boys are going to be doing an XFL podcast for us.
Oh yeah,
if you're into the XFL, that's going to start soon, and a whole lot of other stuff. So let's begin with the questions.
All right, guys, like Andrew said, if you want a super chat, if your question will be bumped to the top of the list.
Oh, I got something I want to interject before you guys get heavy into the question. So I didn't put it in the notes, but someone brought it up in the chat. What did you guys think of the Okada brawl?
We didn't have that in the notes. I thought that was fantastic.
I think he made chicken soup out of chicken shit. Because that errant kick looked like an accident, and I think Okada just, like, he lost it, but in such a good way. It was like he was beating up a young boy.
Well, when I asked, they said that they were going to do this anyway. They were going to go stiff, and it just got a little, like, they decided that they're going to make this look really real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He effing hit me.
Yeah.
He beat the crap out of him. And then the flying leg drop didn't help either. And then that suplex on Okada. And Okada afterwards screaming like a lunatic in the back. Whatever the hell he did. Fantastic.
He also, I love Okada because, like, he's so good. He's so well, like, media trained. And they asked him, they're like, oh, so you're going to fight with, I forgot the dude's name already. They're like, you're going to fight him at the next show? And he's like, why? Because he kicked me in the face? Like, why would I want to do that? I didn't agree to that.
But they announced the match, so it's happening.
Yeah.
And Naito is facing Muda for Muda's last match.
He's facing Keiji Muto, not the great Muda.
Not the great Muda. By the way, you want to hold that painting you made?
Yeah.
You could take it off the wall.
Can I?
Yeah. I love that. Rich made this a while ago.
I got to remake
them. You should, and we should auction them off. We should sell them.
Sure.
I love that.
This is a Muda painting I made many, many years ago.
I absolutely love it.
All right, I'm not going to put this back right now.
Yeah, you can just put it there.
I'm going to put it on the floor.
You know what we should do? Lacquer it.
Yes.
I should lacquer it.
I think, MG, I think we have an earlier super chat. Can you add those to the queue, please?
All right, let's get the super chats going.
If he didn't fall asleep.
I'll look. No, I'll look.
He's about to vomit all over his desk.
Nice work switching the cameras today, by the way.
Yeah, very good job. Thank you.
It's a work in progress.
It is. He's getting there.
I know. This is from Keenan Evans, $4.99.
Great name.
I've seen a lot of media saying Sami Zayn should win the Rumble, but I don't think the story makes sense a ton. Jay and Sammy have always been the story.
Jay and Sammy has always been the story, and the story is supposed to lead to a tag title match at WrestleMania. That's the match. But what happened was that Sammy got so over. First of all, this was only going to be a 3-week program with Sammy.
Yeah.
There was no intention on continuing more than 3 weeks, and they extended it because it got so over, because Sammy's fucking magnificent. The story has always been Jay and Sammy, and that's why it always will lead to that tag match. However, you got to do that Roman match.
Yes.
And Sammy in Montreal needs to come out as the old Sami Zayn.
Like
NXT Sami Zayn with those pants. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Do the hair in a bun, trim the beard, come out. What a fantastic baby face you got on your hands going post-WrestleMania season.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they don't have believable baby faces that are well-liked in that company. Absolutely. Who's the top babyface?
Like
Cody?
Pure babyface.
Yeah, I'm not saying like a fan, like a cool heel. Like pure babyface. Who do they have that's on top? Mm-hmm. Like a Danielson level babyface.
Nobody. It's gonna be Sammy. By hook or by crook, it has to be Sammy, right? This is from
Hold on. Yeah. We have to be good. No cursing. Okay? We have to be good.
Okay.
There's a first grade classroom watching this right now.
Really?
Dolores' class is watching this.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to behave. I'm so sorry, Dolores. We will not say any bad words. We won't.
All right.
Okay?
Fine.
I won't say any bad words.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yes. Is it just the bad words?
It's a string of lewd words. All right. Eric Prezzano, is this the most anticipated Rumble in years?
I don't know. I don't have that Rumble. Like, I got to see it. This, like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Is this the most anticipated Rumble for you? Because if it is, then that's great.
I love the Rumble. Like, really, really love the Rumble. So I always look forward to it. But I think my anticipation is always the same. None. Like, I should say expectations are none. Anticipation. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I might order some Mexican food, have like a big burrito. Just have like a diet.
Well,
or
I gotta. I'm not. There's no extracurriculars happening in my life.
Yeah,
that day because I got to go on the air afterwards. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm very.
You're doing a post show.
Yeah.
On Sunday?
No, Saturday.
The Rumble's on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
No. Yes. It's not Sunday.
It is not a Sunday.
Rumble. Where have I been? This changes everything.
Does it really?
It does.
Does it change your night?
It kind of, it maybe.
Hulk Hogan in our chat room says he loves Mexican food, brother. HH.
Oh, brother.
HH. And it's always one capital H and one lowercase h. Have you ever realized
that? Yep.
It's so good.
Did somebody say trial? Uh-oh. I got to get out of here. Z who's calling. All right. You ready for another one?
Yeah.
$4.99 from Basher 3000. Since you're wearing one of the Revolution shirts, what is your all-time favorite Prince song?
Oh, Raspberry Beret.
I'm gonna go.
Little Red Corvette.
It's either gonna be Purple. It's a three way: Purple Rain, When Doves Cry, and 1999. Just because of the first few lines of 1999.
This is, you know, we have turned this into the Dave Chappelle sketch where he is dressed as Prince and they're playing basketball in these shirts. We should go outside and play some basketball in the park in this.
Just like do a 2-on-2 challenge.
A 2-on-2 challenge, yeah.
I don't think, you know what? I think times are different. I don't think anybody would want to mess with us.
Raspberry Beret is a great song. Very, very underrated.
Blouses.
Raspberry blouses. Versus skin. Isn't it blouses versus skins? Is that what they did?
Yeah. Or like shirts versus blouses.
Game blouses.
That's a really good question.
Little Red Corvette. I love how absurd Little every Prince song is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big Prince fan. It's amazing how much success that man had.
He was a genius.
It's unbelievable.
Prince is also one of the most underrated guitarists of all time. If you really, if you guys really want to see a ridiculous Prince solo, he showed up on stage, I want to say during a George Harrison tribute or a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing.
It was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and which he was also inducted the same night.
And he did the solo. He did a solo during While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Ridiculous. He spun backwards, dropped into the crowd as he was playing, and the crowd propped him back up on the stage. It's one of the ultimate things I've ever seen in my life. And it's so phenomenal and ultimately the most rewatchable Prince thing of all time.
Oh, I Would Die For You. Great song. Ooh, great Prince song.
So good.
Great Prince song.
We should do Prince Men.
Oh, yeah. We are doing Prince Men. We are doing Prince Men.
Prince Man. All right. Next question. You ready?
Yeah.
Will there be a free agent or two debuting in the Royal Rumble match?
Hold on. There we go. Will there be a free agent debut? They can. You know, who's a free agent right now that could do it? I would imagine Matt Cardona could do it. Brian Myers could show up, you know.
Myers is a good one. Muta?
You know, that's the one that, the big surprise one that makes the most sense for me is Muta.
Yeah.
I think if there was an opportunity to do it, how could you not have Muta in this? How could Muta not be in the Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
One of the greatest. He was such a crossover talent for Japanese talent in North America.
Yeah.
Because he was so impressive when you saw him. Like, I knew who Muta was even before I was watching, like, wrestling the way I watch it.
Yes.
Like, I remember hearing about Muta, seeing him on, you know, changing. My grandmother loved WCW.
Mm-hmm.
She was a huge Ric Flair fan, and seeing, like, clips of Muta, like, you would only see him for a little bit, you know? And then the whole, like, NWO Japan thing was cool, you know?
Again, guys, like, we mention this every so often. I think we're contractually obligated every 6 months to mention, go on YouTube and watch the great Muta versus Hogan, and then watch Muta teaming with Hogan in Japan. Both phenomenal friggin' matches. And Hogan wins with a double axe handle, I believe. Instead of the leg drop.
Nick Aldis, someone else.
Nick Aldis would be a good one. What are you doing right now that you're not paying attention?
I don't know. You know, my wife is messaging me.
Do you do this when you do the show with Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Constantly. I get messaged all day long. and you know, I have Do Not Disturb on.
Do you do this when you're doing Wrestling Observer Live?
Constantly. Yeah. I don't even do that show anymore. It's just a hologram. I pre-recorded like a year's worth, and I just speak in generalizations, so nobody really knows what episode it is.
I know your secrets.
I just push you.
All right, next question.
Next question. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a good one. This is from the Shadow Ranger.
Ooh, good name.
Hashtag ask Matt Men. Choose 3 male and 3 female wrestlers to become a team of Power Rangers and save the Earth from an alien invasion.
Here we go. You ready?
Boom, go.
3 men. Jay White, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Women. Bayley, Bianca Belair, and Asuka.
Ooh, I like that. You ready?
Yeah.
Red and Yellow Hogan.
Okay.
Hollywood Hogan.
Okay.
Hogan from Thunder in Paradise.
Okay.
That's three.
That's three.
It's like the Hoganverse.
Got it. Okay.
Right? Three ladies.
Jimmy Hart.
all Jimmy Hart. And Robbie Hart from The Wedding Singer. I would say if I, three ladies to defend against an alien invasion, Bull Nakano.
Okay.
Straight up Medusa.
Uh-huh.
Like classic Medusa.
Yeah.
And Sensational Sherry.
I was very close. You know what? You and I, telepathic.
Yeah.
Luna Vachon.
Ooh, yeah.
Scary Sherry.
Yes. Scary Sherry, 100%.
And Bull Nakano.
Yes.
Yeah. I want all the vomit women from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. Scary women.
Like, terrifying the aliens back into their high heels.
You know what? I think Luna Vachon would terrify the aliens back in their high heels.
Ooh. Hang on a second. This one just came in. All right. Let's take a look at this one. This is from Alex. Hello from Athens, Greece.
Oh, Dikanis.
Hello. Any news on Money in the Bank tickets from London? Do you expect AEW to run Dynamite or a pay-per-view in London this year?
I expect them to be in it, AEW to run London. I know that they want to do it. It depends on the climate, you know? Depends on what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's time for sure to do something over there. I mean, you could do a 2-week draw. You could film 2 weeks.
They own a venue there.
What?
They own a venue there, so they could.
You could do something.
This is from VKen.
Part of this VKen.
Will Gunn...
Speaking every language today.
We're very international. Will Gunn turn on the Acclaimed to get his boys the titles?
I think he has to. Mm-hmm. I think it has to lead to that.
And then he just goes back to like...
Back to Suckets, yeah. No more sizzling, just Suckets.
I was trying not to say it since our audience has changed.
Our audience, we have a much younger demo now. First grade, public school.
Large 23 asks, what are you guys eating for the Rumble?
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to cook.
Really?
Dinner, yeah.
Okay.
Because the kids are going to watch it this year. So I'll make something for the
kids.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah.
Chicken fingers?
I don't know. No, I'll make like...
Why don't you invite the app developer? Mr. Gonzo.
Oh, yeah. The app developer could come and bring something. Yeah. Just hot dogs, dude. We're just eating hot dogs, no buns. Boiled hot dogs.
He calls hors d'oeuvres hors d'oeuvres, and it makes everybody very uncomfortable.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Let's see here. I'm definitely going to... I think I'm going to order Moho, which is like a...
Oh, that's good. Maybe I'll order Moho, too.
Yeah. Moho Grill by us is like a higher-end Chipotle.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's see. This is from Colonel Stutters. Would you be okay with a Great Muta or Liger Rumble appearance for a Hall of Fame nomination? Pop. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Liger's done, but I think definitely for Muta, he should. That would be such a nice little treat for everybody.
Yeah. How jacked is Austin going to be if he shows up?
He's looking huge.
Yeah. He's looking... His neck is looking nuts, man.
Yeah.
It's all neck exercises. This is from Felsey Jr. If Steve Austin is in the Rumble as a surprise, how does he not win?
Goldberg shows up and they do a brawl on the outside. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody's upset because you just set up a Goldberg and Austin match at WrestleMania. Or, you know, I'm throwing Goldberg. I don't know anything about this. I don't want Wrestling Inc. to publish this again. But, you know what I mean? Like, here's a great example. How does he not win it? How do you keep people happy? I mean... I don't think anybody would be mad if Austin won somehow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he's in the Rumble, but if he is in the Rumble and he's not winning, which I don't think he should, how do you do it? I think you have him in a top tier feud.
Yes,
that continues.
Absolutely. We did not mention one name for the Rumble.
Who?
So, as a surprise, Bill Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg. I think they could do Goldberg for sure. He wasn't on that Raw show.
Number one.
Bill Goldberg. He does the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
He just disintegrates at that point, right? He just sweats into nothing.
He shows up bleeding already. He shows up dressed like us right now.
Yeah, this is it.
Put Bill Goldberg in a puffy shirt. Let's see. This is from Trey. Do you think Triple H will stay ahead of creative after the sell of WWE or Vince? I know the talent would want Vince in charge. I know the talent would not want Vince in charge over Triple H.
Yeah, I think Triple H stays in charge. At least on paper.
Yeah.
You know.
This is from BC Knight. Does KO versus Roman main event tomorrow?
No. Royal Rumble has the main event, always.
Yeah.
The Men's Rumble should headline it.
When was the last time they did a match as the main?
A couple years ago, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There was a match. I just watched a video on this, but I forget. My bad.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, here's a good one, too. How is Randy Orton doing? Could he return for the Rumble?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know his status, but I would imagine... You know what? I do think it's the air conditioner.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's like dust in there. Or toxic mold, one and the other.
No.
Oh, no. I think Orton could be a nice surprise. Yeah. Riddle, you know, they could do something with Riddle. I think you should do the match with Riddle if Riddle's coming back. That's another one. Riddle could come back.
Riddle, CM Punk.
CM Punk. Never going to happen.
Let's see here. What happened here? I'm looking at the queue and I think some questions went missing. Who are your final four women in the Rumble?
Rhea. A legend.
Lita.
I don't know if it's maybe. I would say, is Becky in it? Is Ronda in it?
Yeah, those are two good ones.
You know who's in it?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be Liv Morgan.
Rhea, Asuka, Becky, Bayley, or Liv Morgan.
You know, yeah. You know who everybody's forgetting about? You know who everybody's forgetting about is Beth Phoenix. There's an open feud with her and Rhea that they haven't paid off yet. So
that's right. Yeah.
That's what I think is the main event of Mania, or not main event, but that might be the Mania match.
So Edge returns.
Forgetting about
Beth Phoenix.
And Beth Phoenix returns.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I got an answer for that Royal Rumble question.
Give me.
2006, the main event was Kurt Angle, Mark Henry for the World Heavyweight Championship. The ring collapsed.
Okay.
Stupid match.
This is from Trey. When do you think Detroit hosting SummerSlam will happen?
That's a good question. I heard the rumors that they would eventually get it. Where are you putting it?
Is Detroit known for summertime
parties? Summer destination? They want to stick to summer destinations. Now, whether or not what you consider a summer destination versus me, like Nashville could be a summer destination. Vegas could be.
Right.
L.A., Florida.
Summertime cities.
Summertime cities.
New York.
But they're going to run out of venues eventually.
Like, I can tell you. But I can tell you.
Where do you run it? Where do you run it in New York? You're not going to go back to a small building.
Yeah.
Right? They're running stadiums now or whatever. They're not running, the Coliseum.
MG, is Detroit known for its wonderful summers?
I mean, it can be. I mean, Belle Isle is right there. They could do something, but I imagine it's going to be at Ford Field.
What's Belle Isle?
It's a big park.
That's where they go and they hit their heads on the wall.
It sounds a lot like the demon Belle Isle.
It's a big park in the middle of the river. But
sounds great.
Yeah. So anyway, it'd probably be at Ford Field, and then everything else would be at Little Caesars Arena, which is like down the road. It's all right there.
What else do we have?
Let's see here. A lot of Royal Rumble predictions. Guys, send us a couple more questions before we get out of here.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Sure.
There's a lot of questions about the AEW DAZN deal.
Oh, yes.
Why this is a big deal is because DAZN owns the NFL Europe rights. So they're the ones that bring the NFL to all those countries.
Oh, interesting.
So they're getting that audience that are already tuned in.
Yeah, I don't know how. I got to read more about it because I don't know how big this is, but it is a nice, they have distribution in 42 countries that, you know, that, and DAZN has a nice little arm to get stuff done. So I think this is a good deal. I don't think it affects any of our viewers, North American viewership. It's not going to change anything. I don't think it's this blockbuster deal, but I think it's a very positive deal. If that helps.
We got a super chat from Slang Young. Your favorite pro wrestling conspiracy theory?
Oh, Montreal wasn't real.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best one.
That's number one. The briefcase, the money briefcase for the Snooker murder.
That's a good conspiracy.
Dino Bravo's murder.
Was that a conspiracy? That was,
or was he just legitimately
he
murdered?
He was legitimately murdered.
By the mob. There's a couple of good ones. Can you think of anything in like recent memory? In the last couple of years?
No.
Something with Del Rio. Maybe?
Vince secretly funding Tony Khan.
That's a terrible one. Terrible one.
Don't quote us on that, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like the old school ones, right? Like like Montreal, definitely. Those guys will take it to their grave.
For me, it's Montreal.
Ooh, Savin and Steph.
Yeah, but that's such a ridiculous one, you know? I think Montreal.
Montreal, yeah. Montreal number one.
I think the new one would be that the whole CM Punk and the Bucks thing is a work. That's a new conspiracy.
New conspiracy.
But I would definitely say Montreal is the biggest one.
All right, let's see.
All right, let's do like one more.
Yeah.
One more.
Oh, there we go. This is from Alex in Greece. Give me your favorite Greek food. Ask Matt Ben.
I eat gyros daily.
It's got to be a gyro.
Has to be a gyro.
Gyro. Are we dressed like old Greek men from the 1600s?
Yeah.
It's got to be a gyro.
I like pastizio.
Dude. Have you had the pastizio from Mythos?
It's fantastic.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
This is from BC Knight. Did Hogan ever get that roll of toilet paper? I want to believe the Iron Sheik stole all the rolls.
He stole every one of them.
Let's see here. This is from NCASP. Does MJF feud? Who does MJF feud with after Danielson? And do the Acclaim lose tag titles to the Ass Boys?
I think they should. I think they should do it. Who does MJF feud with after Danielson? I think it's going to have to be maybe Hangman. You could do Hangman.
Yeah.
Could be at Double or Nothing. That's the next show.
Yeah, for sure. Ricky Starks.
You could do Ricky.
They're doing stuff with Kushesta too, right?
Yeah.
Mm. This is from Eddie. Is The Rock in the Rumble or Jay White?
I would say Jay White over The Rock, but I don't know if either one is in the Rumble. I don't like to get my hopes up.
Yeah.
You know?
What would you do if the final two are Austin and The Rock?
Oh, it would be fantastic. I would love it.
Because they're both incredibly jacked at this point.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah.
Like The Rock is the most jacked person on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be great. Love it.
I think at this point The Rock eats rocks.
He has to maintain off the rocks. You know, from the same planet Lashley's from.
His cheat day is just actually eating rock. this is from Kurum and Rico. This is a great question here. Hold on one second. Is MG Geek an energy vampire?
Yes, he is. He is.
That's good.
Oh, that is really good. Thank you so much.
Colin Robinson.
Yeah, he is our Colin Robinson. He is our Colin Robinson. All right. Time to go.
Time to go. Let's get out of here.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you had fun. Rich, where can people find you?
You can find me and find me here. You can find me at BTC Rich on Twitter. That's my social platform of choice. That's
wonderful.
It.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all next time. Later. Take care.